Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it's just so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
With me, and we can talk about all this hot, fun sexiness
about webcamming, about fan fetishes, and you cam models out there, and you porn stars, you guys know what fan fetishes are. Holy biscuits, Batman. We're going to have so much to talk about over the next hour. It's going to be absolutely, truly freaking amazing. But most importantly, I need to tell you all that I'm actually going to be in Vegas next week. Oh my gosh. I'm actually going to be there for the AEE convention. Oh my goodness. So y'all need to put this on your calendar. I'm only signing one day. Why? Because I only need one day. I've been doing this long enough. I only need one day. I only want to sign one day. So Sage Montana is going to be there with me. Myself, yes, included, is going to be there. Miss Melissa Dawson, Miss Catherine Taylor, and a whole other slew of yummy, sexy cam model bitches are going to be at booth number 2300. So make sure you come and see us. But the four of us chicas will be live next Thursday. Next Thursday. Oh, shit. That means we have no show next Thursday. Damn it. Damn donkey balls. Ugh, that sucks. Shit. That's okay. You guys will survive. You guys just need to buy a ticket and come see us in Vegas. Just saying. Anyway, we'll be live at booth number 2300 in the joint room at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas next Thursday. So at this time, next Thursday, I will be in Las Vegas. I'll be, like, taking pictures, signing autographs, hugging big old titties, and having fun with lots of beautiful, beautiful women. Oh, oh my gosh. I hope all of you can come join. I really, really hope you can come join us. It's going to be such an amazing, amazing time. Such an amazing time. Oh, my gosh, this is so weird not having either one of my co-hosts on. Like, I'm totally talking to myself. This is, like, weird. Okay, somebody needs to press 1 right now because, yeah, y'all, somebody needs to call in right now and press 1. I don't like talking to myself. I mean, sheesh, I do this all the time when I'm getting ready for cam and stuff. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's get into fan fetishes. Seeing as how I am here by myself and I know all about fan fetishes. One of the fan fetishes that I just had recently, and I sent panties out because he was so amazing. Oh, my gosh, Tom, if you're listening, you're absolutely, truly, like, on the top spot of the fan chart right now because he bought me these gorgeous, gorgeous, yummy boots with this yummy fur that I'm going to wear in Vegas because the temperatures in Vegas right now are not San Diego temperature, like, it's colder up there than it is down here, so, yeah, so I definitely need to be wearing these boots up in freaking Vegas, but thank you, Tom, darling, your panties should be there. I think they should be there today or tomorrow, I can't remember. Anyway, so fan fetishes, oh, my Lanta, it's one of the best things ever for us cam models, because us cam models get to do yummy things for our fans that they love. You know, say your fetish is, okay, I want to see panties stuffed in your pussy. Oopsie. Did I say pussy? I meant vagina. Vagina, vagina, vagina. Oh, my Lanta. Vagina, vagina, vagina. Okay, no, I meant pussy. Like, so Tom, he wanted my panties, so I totally stuffed those panties inside of my yummy vagina and got them all naughty yummy for him, and in return, I get these gorgeous, sexy, freaking furry boots that I absolutely love and adore. I don't care if anybody else likes them or not. I love them. They are so freaking cute. I haven't tweeted a picture yet because I wanted to make sure he got his panties first. So, Tom, darling, thank you.
You're the bestest in the Midwestest. You're absolutely fan-fucking-tabulous-est.
So, that's one of the things that I love about our fan fetishes, because you guys, when you're into our, you know, our cam shows, and you know that you have a fetish, and you guys, you know, you guys like to repay us with pretty things or fun things or naughty things, and that is absolutely one of the most amazing things about cam modeling. Because you guys can buy us girls toys, like say you have an ass fetish and you want to put a toy in your ass and you want to send us the same toy to put in our ass. If us cam models do ass, just saying. That it works out perfectly. Like, you're fucking yourself in your ass and I'm fucking myself in my ass at the same time, and you totally have the time to come really, really hard. I mean, it's like a win-win situation. Like, I get a new toy, and you get to see me fuck the same toy you're fucking yourself with. I mean, who, like, I'm not sure, but I think this is a winning situation. Winning situation. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is going to get really, really good. And we're going to have, I know for sure, a caller coming in here very, very soon. And then another possible caller, if they press one, will be joining us. So in the meantime, we are going to take a little break, and I am going to play, well, I'm not going to play the song. I'm just going to push the button. And we're going to have Jada with the song Feel coming on right now, right now. Right now, damn it. So if you have to go pee or, you know, grab a cocktail, or you need to just go grab some lube, or you need to remember to find the phone number to, you know, call me, 646-595-4038. Remember to press 1. Then you can do that. You have about 3 minutes. So get on it, doggone it, because I want to have you guys live on the air with Sammy and Say. Oh, shoot, Sage isn't here. Live on air with Sammy. Gosh, sorry, you're stuck with me today. And I'll be back with more fan fetish fun.
Drugs.
Ida. Okay, I'm liking that. That was pretty sexy. Like, I could totally, I could totally show you how I feel. How I feel. Jada, bring it to me. How I feel. That's what I'm talking about right there. Anywho-hoo. Okay, so back to Sammy and... oh, shit. That's right. I'm by myself. Damn it. Damn it. Just kidding. I'm going to have somebody joining me here very, very soon, which you guys have not heard this person in a very, very long time, and it's going to be very interesting. So don't blame it on me if this person gets a little cray-cray, which you better not get cray-cray. That's all I'm saying before I bring you on. So we are talking about webcamming and fan fetishes. Fan fetishes. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on this fun guest that I have not had on in a very long time. Okay, Mr. Furby, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, darling. How are you?
I am doing fabulous.
Right on.
Right on, hard on. Okay, so the topic of the show today, Mr. Furby Longhorn, is fan fetishes. So, you know, okay, so everybody out there knows that Furby is my life partner forever. He's my soulmate. So for any of you out there listening, if you have questions for Mr. Furby, this is the time for you to call in. This is your time to ask Furby questions. But be nice, because I have the power of the mute button. So if any of you get out of hand, I will mute your asses. Just saying. So, Furby, you pretty much know the cam industry because of me being in it and, you know, doing the things that I do. And you know about all these fan fetishes. When it comes to fan fetishes, what do you think is the weirdest, from a male's perspective, that you're not into, is the weirdest fan fetish that you could think of? I already know what you're going
to
say.
To narrow down the long list, I would say eating your own ejaculation is kind of one of the sickest things that I see that I have witnessed. A lot of things happen.
Oh, you mean CEI?
And I don't. Yeah. I've never participated in eating my own cum.
I've eaten your cum.
I know that. Before the wedding cake.
Oh, my gosh. Remember, I have the power of the mute button.
Oh. But, yeah, it's pretty one of the most disgusting parts of you can girls have to putting up with, watching that stuff, and as you're into it, that's fine, but as a dude, no. Pretty gross.
I mean, you wouldn't eat your own cum?
No.
Why?
I don't even kiss you when you do mine.
Oh, my Lanta.
Must feed me a good dinner.
Oh, my. Oh, boy. Okay. This is going to get completely out of control. I can already tell. And I have somebody that is waiting on the line because she is.
Okay.
Actually,
I'm ready.
She's going to join us because, oh, my gosh.
That's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Virginia, I apologize now. Virginia is actually here now. Virginia, are you there, darling?
I'm here, Sammy. Hi, Furby. How are you guys doing?
How are you doing, Virginia?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Awesome.
Sammy, I just got your message.
No worries. It's like the Furby is always there, like, as a backup. Like, if something happens, he's like, yes, I've come to save the day. So now I have you and Furby. So this is going to be even more interesting because I know, I know when it comes to fan fetishes, like with most of us girls, as Virginia knows, a lot of them, a lot of times it's stockings, it's panties, panty stuffing, you know, that kind of thing. So for you, Virginia, because you do a lot of couple shows and a lot of girl-girl shows, what is the most interesting, you know, fan fetish that you have found in your cam experiences?
The most interesting. Well, today I had a guy tip to tell Scott about all the other cocks I've sucked previous to meeting Scott. So definitely
oh,
the whole
nice.
Cuckold thing kind of really mystifies and interests me.
Right? Isn't
mm-hmm.
it interesting?
And
it's like, that's a good thing. Good thing you bring up is the cuckolds, because I have gotten that so much over the years. I actually just had one a couple of days ago when I was online. And it's very, very interesting to me, the cuckold, you know, fetish. Because here you have a guy and they're either dating somebody, married, or whatever they're doing. And because of their thing, like their thing isn't, you know, doing their thing, and they want to see or hear about their partner, lover, wife, whatever, really getting off to something they don't have. And
mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, what? You want
and
me to Sammy, do what?
You have a long storyboard, long storybook of that happened.
Virginia, you're going to see Furby next week also. Like,
I don't think
yes, yeah,
paper.
I can't wait to see you.
There's not enough paper in the
you,
printer
Furby.
To print out your freaking stories.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna knock him out. Seriously,
Look, like Amazon could deliver ink fast enough to keep that sucker printed out. Anywho, but yeah, that's a good point. So as you were saying,
this is why Furby is only allowed to come on twice a year.
Sorry, Virginia. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was just making a point.
That's perfect.
Oh, making a point. You mean, like, we're talking about cuckold, so does that mean it's a short point, or are you on the long point?
Well, depends on what type of cuckold you're talking about.
Cuckold.
Well, would you get off watching
oh, cuckold.
Someone else? Yeah. Fuck Sammy and give her orgasms where you're not allowed to, or their cock's bigger than yours, so it's all about
no.
them having a bigger cock. Like, it's,
no,
it's interesting to me.
No.
It's really like, I
not.
Can't wrap my head. Same as a small penis humiliation, or like you said, eating guys eating their own cum. Scott is definitely on the same level as you. All those things are like,
that's, yeah, that's
can't really
a little off the wall. I don't get
yeah.
that one.
They don't hurt anyone. I'll fucking play your game, but I'm just saying. I don't really care.
What's that?
So it's not hurting anyone. I'll play their game.
Oh, no, I'm not saying to do that.
Personally get it, right?
Find that kind of, that's just a little different to me, you know, eating your own
yeah,
it's
not
kind of thing.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm not judging. I'm not making no judgments against nobody by any means. It's just not something I would take in, but. You know, what do you do? Hey, to each their own.
Scott's the same way. He won't even
okay.
kiss me if I have any cum on me.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. No, he
oh.
would so, like, say Furby was, say he was into camming with, like, me or, you know, with you or anybody. Like, say he was a cam model, which, okay, that's just weird. But say he was a cam. A camera, and no, he would never let another man's cum touch his lips. Like, it
right?
would be, oh my gosh, he would be like, I got a 357 sitting back here, get that shit away from me.
Right?
I don't think I'd have myself in that position to be even possible, but, you know, hey. pretty sure I wouldn't be in that room, so I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Oh, my Lanta.
Just
you're such a cute little snorter.
I swear to bejesus, this is, like, too funny. Oh,
so, Virginia, what was your answer to the question, then, about the cuckolding thing?
What was the question again?
You said something about how
okay, Furby, take a time out for a second. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I have a couple of, I think you got
sorry,
lost
Virginia.
In the conversation.
Somewhere
no,
here.
You're fine. No, you're,
oh.
Furbs.
Oh, okay.
I'll leave you
okay.
on. Yeah.
Oh.
Just like, chill. I'm going to talk to Virginia for a second, okay? All
okay,
right.
You talk to Virginia.
Oh, my Lanta. I swear to bejesus. Vegas is going to be very interesting. Speaking of, Virginia, when are you guys getting into Vegas next week for the AVN?
On the 17th.
Yay!
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I
can't week this year.
Yay! Are you guys planning any fun, like, cam shows?
Yeah, we definitely are. Yep, we try to be responsible with everything we possibly can. So we're bringing, we got our tests done. So there's a couple girls that we've been in contact with. Hopefully we'll be camming with them. We're coming with our roommate Lily as well. So we're actually coming as a threesome this year. So that'll
oh,
be fun.
Oh, yay. Oh, my gosh. That's
yeah,
going to be so fun.
We would love to cam and also make, you know, a couple videos and stuff like that. Get naughty
oh,
over there.
Is...
I'm so excited.
Right? Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see you guys again. We have to, like, meet up somewhere because I'm only signing the one day. Next Thursday is the only day I'm signing. We get in on Wednesday, but then we're leaving on Friday. And the only reason why we're doing such a quick little trip is because poor Sir Scooter got his balls cut off yesterday and... We have to bring him with us, so we're doing like this whole. It's a 2-week adventure for the poor little puggy wuggy, losing
yeah, poor
his balls
baby.
And wearing. I know, wearing a cone around his head, and I have to say that.
Aww.
I have to say that I was a little upset at Furby, like laughing at the pug yesterday, but. I got over it, and I actually laughed at the pug today when
aww.
He ran into the wall with the cone on his head. It was really fucking funny. I'm not going to lie. It was really funny.
I'm not sure
the
who's worse
pug.
Off, Pug or Dennis. Furby.
Yeah, Furby, I don't know who I laugh at more, you or the pug, because I could put the cone around Furby's neck. And he runs into everything. Like, it's hilarious.
Yes. Furby, I love you so much.
hey, right, Virginia, I hope you're listening to what she's saying.
Yeah, putting the cone around your neck. Not Virginia.
Okay,
I'm putting
you
on mute, Furby. Furby, I'm going to put you on mute. Oh my goodness. Okay, back to the Vegas talk because we're all going to Vegas and this is going to be so much fun this upcoming week. And what is absolutely amazing because I know Virginia, you and Scott are signed up through StreamMate also. Did you guys go into StreamMate and let them know that you were going to come to the cam model party cuz they're doing a huge StreamMate cam model party.
No, we don't know what's going on with StreamMate because I don't, like, neither of us remember signing up through StreamMate, but when you tried to help us out, it said we had. So I don't know anything about that, but we are going with CB, with Chatterbait, and they're doing a few dinners and stuff like that as well. I don't know how that compares to what StreamMate's doing.
Yes, StreamMate's
but
doing
we definitely have a few
huge...
nights of not doing anything, so that's fun.
Oh,
but,
they're doing a
but
big,
just
big...
You.
Oh, you will, you will. I'm only signing next Thursday, and that's going to be at booth number 2300 for it's Cherry Pimps is putting the booth on, and then it's a bunch of StreamMate cam models are going to be at that booth for booth number 2300 next Thursday, the only day I'm signing, only day, and it's the only day that saves Montana. Is signing
2300. Also, so. Awesome. I will definitely be there to hunt you guys down. Yeah.
Right?
I'll remember
right?
2300.
Okay.
Everyone,
so,
2300.
2300. Or 38 triple D.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I need to pull this up. Let me pull, hold on, you guys, because I need to make sure that I do these songs in our playlist. So everybody just bear with me for a second. Uh-oh, did I miss it? Okay, so we're going to take a quick little break, and we will be right back in about 3.5 minutes. So everybody go out there, do what you got to do, grab your cocktails, you know, do that naughty stuff. Have a little phone sex without me, and we will be right back. Right now we're going to play The Weeknd with Star Boy, and we will be right back, sex monsters.
I'm a motherfucking star boy.
All right, we are back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. Oh, but it's Sammy and Virginia, and we have, excuse me, a fun guest that is joining us as well. Mr. Furby is here.
I am here, darling.
Oh, yes, you are. Okay, and for the rest of you out there that have just tuned in, remember you call in to 646-595-4038 and make sure you press the number 1 so you can join in on all the fun. Today's topic is about cam models and fan fetishes. So, Virginia, you had talked about some of your fan fetishes. What is another, like, most interesting thing that you guys have had? Like, with me, it's always panties and shoes and stockings.
Yeah, we definitely got those as well. Maybe, I don't know, we definitely get a wide variety. We get, you know, I've been tipped to get hogtied. There's been some of that.
Seriously?
Yeah, we were like, okay, fuck us a, tip us a fuck ton and we'll do it. And then they did. So we were like, all right, do you want a belt? Like, what do you want us to use? And yeah, we totally went for it. It was a lot of fun. One guy's fetish is where I wear a bathing suit and I just like soak myself with like a water bottle with a bathing suit on. That one's always super hot for me. I like doing that.
Right, that one. Well, that one's like fun and easy, also.
Yeah, it is. It's really sensual and like I don't know. I love water on me, so you know, feeling the cold water on my nipples just instantly turns them hard, and my nipples
what?
Are hard. My pussy is getting wet. So.
What? Oh my God, Furby! Did you hear that?
I did.
Nipples hard, pussy getting wet with a bottle of water.
Well, I don't want to. Carry on to that conversation. It was hard.
Well, I guess you better put a bottle of water in the fridge for later.
I was thinking I better chill a bottle of water after what I was just hearing. Thanks, Virginia.
I think I'm one step ahead of him.
I do. I love, like, alternate water
hey,
on my body.
Hey, there's another fan fetish. I just never know when it's going to happen. So, Virginia, you got long travel to Vegas, or you... Close by?
I'm not close by regularly, but I'll definitely be in Vegas. Definitely.
Oh,
no, I would definitely come
visit. She is, she's got a long travel. How long is your guys' flight? Because it's like, it's got to be like ginormously long.
I think it's only like 4 hours or something like that. It's not very long.
That's it?
Yeah, it's really quick to fly.
It made it sound like you're traveling across the entire planet twice.
Well, because they're coming all the way down from CA. That's why I was just like, oh my gosh, really? But my mentality
like right
is
on
thinking,
the edge, right? So
we're
like very
you're like right on the
usually
border
just
of Canada.
Fly to Seattle and then from Seattle to Vegas, boom, boom.
Oh well, shit.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be
so close.
Easy. Nice, because we're driving.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to drive the Sammy Slammer
from
Cali.
They can order an Amazon package before they leave, and it'd be delivered by the time they get there.
Right?
Oh, my God. He's such a dork.
I mean, obviously, the wait in the airport's the longest, but...
Especially nowadays with everything going on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. You know what? I remember the days when I would travel... And I was doing, and Furby, shut up. When I was doing, I'm just telling him to pre-shut up. This is like a pre-shut up, Furbs.
It's love. It's love, honey, pre-shut up.
I remember this one time.
This is like a pre-shut up. So when I would travel before to go to conventions, and I would have my toy, like my rabbit and Hitachi and all that stuff, and I would put it through, you know, I would bring it on my carry-on because I always had this fear, like, oh my gosh, what if something happens to my luggage? I don't want all my toys to be lost because I want them to be available for when I'm doing cam shows in my hotel. And nowadays it's like, geez, like we really need to reconsider the shape of our toys because Lord forbid they see something funny coming through that conveyor belt when we're going through there. And if they think it's like, huh, that might be a terrorist pussy act right there. Like that,
it might.
Seriously.
Especially coming across the border. You're like, I don't know if you've come into Canada, but like the Canadian customs, a bunch of fucking assholes. They went through her roommate's stuff and they like stopped her from coming in a couple times because she had porn. So we had to leave it in like a locker on the other side and my dad and Scott had to go and get it.
Are you serious? You're almost better off. It's
like
you just have to package it up and ship it
separately. I can see a certain shaped dildo and getting stopped at customs, but a dick looks like a dick. So I don't get the fact that harassing me for it.
Oh my gosh! Oh Furby. Oh Furbalicious. So okay, another point that I want to touch on, since because we're going to be coming up here pretty close to the end of the show, for you and Scott, Virginia. How many conventions have you guys attended, like, since you guys have been webcamming?
Last year was actually our first at the AWA.
Oh, it was?
It was, yes. Yeah, it was. We kind of live in the middle of nowhere here. So that was our big, fun time doing an actual convention.
Oh,
we meant to do a couple other ones last year, and things fell through for a few different reasons. So that was really unfortunate, but yeah. We actually hooked up with other models instead.
Well,
yeah, I'm kind of a
newbie.
Still kind of, I feel like a bit of a virgin, you know?
Oh, this is awesome. So is this going to be your first time at the AEE/AVN show?
Yes. I mean, last year we were kind of on the outside of it, because we hopped across the street and kind of checked out the lineup and stuff like that. So we kind of saw the outside of it. So, yeah, first time.
Oh, my gosh. You are going to be completely, like, you're going to be completely amazed. You're going to be like, whoa, really?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you're going to be, yeah. You're going to be like, really? That just happened? I just saw that. Really? No, it's fun. It's like amazing. It's cray cray. You're just gonna love it. You're gonna see so many different like platforms. Obviously, it's based around porn stars, but there's more and more cam models that are being brought into the AVN convention. So it's kind of good. Like they have tons of
there's
cam
a lot of crossover
there,
too. I've noticed, like a lot of the porn going into camming, and a lot of cam models who aspire to be porn models as well. So,
and I will say from experience that going from cam model to porn is better than porn stars trying to get into camming because it. And I know a lot of porn stars will probably hate me, which I don't give a shit, but it's harder to train a porn star to become a cam model. Literally,
right.
It really, truly is because they're used to being directed. They are in front of a camera. They do this, that, that's it. But when us cam models go on in front of our webcam, it is a job. It literally, truly is at the end of the day. It is a hard job that us cam models do. And once you learn how to perfect it, it's not a job anymore. It's like you log in and you're like, I got this. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. Yeah.
You're there to hang out with your friends. Yeah.
It's so easy for us that
once you
get it, either you have it or you don't. And I'm not going to call out a couple models that I saw because I stalked a couple today online because, like I always say, I love to have cam models as guests here on the show and bring them on so I can get their insight on their cam modeling experiences. And I stalked a couple today, and holy fucking shit, you're on StreamMate, you know who you are, you need to give it up because you suck fucking scooter balls, seriously.
Really? Were they, like, upset that people weren't tipping, or what happened, are you allowed to say?
It was pretty much their attitude. They just, it was the attitude thing, it was the, like, I'm just going to stand here with my cell phone, and I'm just going to get pissed at you because you're not tipping me. And then I thought there was a couple females that were trying to do couple shows, and they weren't even touching each other, like, to get guys to join into their gold show. Like, if you're doing a girl-girl show and you are wanting to get it going for a gold show, you need to show some yummies, like touch each other's ass or something. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Do something.
There's many things you can do without giving it away,
yeah,
so to speak, right? Just actually be attracted to each other, for example.
Yeah. Furby, what do you think?
Well, I was hoping we were going to do a gold girl-girl show tonight.
Well, what are you going to put on, a wig?
I mean, damn. Well,
you don't have a vagina, so how's that gonna work out? Like, you gonna put on a wig and I'm just gonna act like, you know, you're my girl and
details,
I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
What I was just listening to, I was thinking, wow, that'd be awesome. Touch her ass, get involved. Get
right? Like, seriously, you're
on.
Like, you're a dude. So if you're looking in a chat room, Ferb, and you see these girls on the screen and they're talking and they're just sitting next to each other and they're not even interacting to get the guys to put in, you know, the gold.
Like the room I'm looking in right now.
Oh my God, you're a dork.
Very little interaction in there.
Oh my! Well, it's because me and Virginia are not close to each other. She's all the way in Canada. I'm all the way in California.
Virginia's too far away, doggone it.
I know.
Yeah,
I was telling Sammy earlier.
CA and I'm in CA.
Jeez.
I
want to
come
and
have her warm with her titties. It's so cold up here.
Man.
She wants to come check out my new Victoria's Secret bra.
I want to check out Virginia.
Hurry. Oh, shit. We got the Furby call and the Virgie call. Oh, my gosh. It's going on live right here on Dollhouse Radio. Oh, my Lanta. Okay, this is absolutely awesome. Love it,
hey, Virginia,
love it, love
it. I just got the washer fixed, so it's tumbling properly, everything's smooth on it. Everything's good to go.
So you're saying that the vibration is going to be calibrating correctly?
I think it's right on notch.
Oh my gosh, he's so silly. You are silly. Okay, well, on that note,
only 4 hours away. Oh, I can have her here, bud. 10 o'clock.
Well, that was to Vegas, silly. I don't know what it is to California.
Oh. Hey, I'll put you on the Trump plane.
Oh, my land.
It's a direct flight.
Cool, we'll make plans in Vegas.
He just said that. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so on that note, we, oh my God.
Virginia, it was very nice speaking with you. It was a pleasure. I will see you very soon, from what I hear. I'm going to click out of here.
All right, Furby.
A couple joints to roll and stuff, so.
Oh my God, Furby's out. I just put Furby on mute. gosh, he is a freaking handful. Oh my gosh, and everybody wonders why I have my hands full. Okay. Now back to us and the AVN. So you're going to be coming in, I'm sorry, did you say the 17th or?
Correct, yes.
Yay! And what are your guys' total plans for being, are you signing anywhere? Are you going to be with Chatterbait?
Yes, we will be at the Chatterbait booth on Sunday. The rest of the time, we're just, we're going to catch a few of the seminars. We're going to gallivant here and there. We don't really have a strict schedule, but we definitely want to cram a lot in.
Cram a lot in. We're going to cram a lot in while we're there in Vegas, damn it. We want to feel every inch of that cramming. I love it. Yay! Well, me and Furby will be getting in early on Wednesday. We'll probably be there around 12, 1 o'clock, I'm thinking, by the time we leave California. Getting in there very, very early with our condo on wheels. I love it. I love the fact that we have this condo on wheels that we can drive to Vegas because I can have... Like, my costumes are, like, right there, or my dresses,
yes.
Whatever. Everything's, like, right there and perfect, and I have the little pug, Sir Scooter, is going to be with his cone head in the trailer.
Aww,
it's amazing.
Buddy.
It's, like, perfect. It's perfect. It's, like, drive this thing up there, and, like, it's fully self-contained, and it's gorgeous, and it's brand new, and it's big. So
I've seen pictures of it. It looks as big as
Oh my god, I love it.
Huge.
Oh my gosh, I want you to come by and see it. You need to come by and see it and let's have cocktails. It'll be perfect.
Absolutely. You said cock and tail. I'm fucking there.
Right? Oh my gosh, this is why we love each other. The cock in the tail. The cock in the tail. The cock in the tail. All right.
I know what day or night works best for you. I'm definitely there.
Oh my god, I love you. You're so stinking cute. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so darling, we're coming up to the end of the show. Give me your shout outs, my love, on where everybody can find you on social media and the booth number or wherever you're going to be signing at next Thursday so like all these silly fans can come and see you.
All right, we are a tight couple, and we'll be at the Chatterbait booth on the 19th. Our Twitter is tight couple. Our free Snapchat is tight couple. Our website is tightcouple.com. And we have 84 naughty videos now on ManyVids. We are at tightcouplestudio.manyvids.com. And that's it. That's all I got.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's okay. I don't know much. I just tell people where to follow me, and if they find me, they find me. If they don't, they don't. You know, it's like it sucks to be them if they don't find me. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy, Sage, and Virginia, who is in the house tonight. Oh, yeah, and Furby, he joined us. Yeah, he was here also. Anyway, you can come and see me and Sage Montana, Catherine Taylor, and Melissa Dawson. We will all be signing together next Thursday at the Cherry Pimps booth, 2300 in the joint at the Hard Rock Hotel. So make sure you check that out. I'll be tweeting more of it out on my Twitter at SammyBrook69. Also, you can come catch my live cam link, which I will be live tomorrow at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. So make sure you check that out. And we will not be on the air next Thursday, January 19th. Why? Because I'm going to be in Vegas. And the girls, Sage and Virginia, are going to be in Vegas with me. So we're not going to be
We're
all going to be in Vegas. Yes. But we're going to be tweeting a ton of pictures, having a ton of fun. So make sure you follow all of us on Twitter. So just follow us. It's what you do. And if you don't know how to follow us on Twitter, just Google us. I mean, seriously. If you Google our name,
make a secret
you'll
account.
Find us.
Even. So many people make secret accounts. Just do it.
Yeah, just Google. Okay, everybody. So on that note, we are out. Have a fabulous, fabulous weekend. And we will be joining you back again on the 26th of January. And our fabulous guest then is Coco Loco. She is absolutely amazing, beautiful, with a crazy accent that you're just going to love. And she's also a fellow streaming model. Oh, my gosh, dude, she's so cute and sexy. Oh, curvy boobs, like, oh, my gosh. Virginia, you would devour her. Your tiny ass would devour her. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Have a fabulous evening, and we will speak to you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. The condo. Deterrence. Colleen. Here we go. But you're the best thing that a buddy ever seen. Well, you were wrong, everything is so evergreen. But you the truth, and this is not a fallacy. You're the only girl I need, this could be your remedy. Cause I'ma strap you to myself like a backpack, and you can have it all, yeah, nobody can tap that. I love your face and your silhouette. When you break it down, you make a nigga want a broken leg. Yeah, all I wanna do is put you high on a pedestal. Give you all of me, I promise I'll never let you go. Tell you how I feel, yeah, I spell every syllable. Over to my place, I can show you everything I know. We can start it. Slow, sip some wine, watch a movie, yo. Then I take you on, you doing things you never did before. Biting on your lips, I can tell you what in the mood. But this is just the intro, let me show
this
you
what
I'm into.
Say, to the weekend, the start of the weekend. You want my mind 24, you what I'm picking. Baby, crack a bottle every weekend. Give me right a bad boy, right up to the deep end. To the weekend, the start of the weekend. You want my mind 24, you what I'm picking. Baby, crack a bottle every weekend. Give me right a dive boy, right up to the deep end.
So pretty, lips so pretty. Shorty, you the real deal, and I'm not kidding. Been around the world, seen these girls in the city. But you stuck up in my mind every day, every weekend. Slow it down, girl, why you run to? The more you play, how to get makes me want you. I left it to the girls, I ain't even right then. All the shit I did before, that's in the past. And I can be the competition, you can be the final prize. Play my game right, and I promise I won't finish last. All the niggas trying, but I'm definitely build a last. And I'ma hold you down like a soldier, hold this fucking vest. Your beauty is divine, I wanna make you mine. I think that this could be our time. The way you make me smile, the way I make you laugh. Hold up, let me look into the minds one more time.
Of the weekend, you want my mind 24, you what I'm picking. Baby, crack a bottle every weekend. Give me right a bad boy, right up to the deep end. To the weekend, the start of the weekend. You want my mind 24, you what I'm picking. Baby, crack a bottle every weekend. Give me right a dive boy, right up to the deep end.
To the day and the start of the weekend. You're my mind 24, you what I'm thinking. Ching ching, popping bottles every weekend. You my ride or die chick, right up to the deep end. The day and the start of the weekend. You're on my mind 24, you what I'm thinking. Chin chin, popping bottles every weekend. You're my ride or die, she could fresh out
the deep
end.
To the weekend, the start of the weekend.
Hey.